It is 12:15. I'm with Kate Lochte and with I'm a little behind the curve.
Lindsay Harlan. Lindsay is director of court-appointed special advocates for abused and neglected children in Callaway and Marshall counties, and we've been chatting about the elephant in the room about what your work is all about.
Yes, ma'am, and it's not anything comfortable to discuss, and I'm very well aware of that. Not many people want to acknowledge the fact that we have so many abused and neglected children in our community, but we do.
Now, you told me that you have 83 cases so far this year compared to
97 last year.
Right.
So we are definitely ahead of the curve for 2013, and that's not a good thing.
The primary cause for, or one of the root causes for children ending up needing your service, you say, is addiction.
There are many people in our community who have substance abuse addictions, whether it's alcohol or prescription drugs. That's very prevalent. Or it could be that they're addicted to something that's not legal, or they're manufacturing illegal substances in front of their children.
So if they are unable to provide safety and a family for their children, children are placed in foster homes. And then where does CASA come in?
We are appointed by the judge. There has to be an open case in dependency, abuse, and neglect court for him to consider us a viable option for these children. What he'll do is he'll decide that he needs extra eyes and ears on these cases, and he will appoint CASA to those specific situations. And our volunteers get to know the children one-on-one. And they spend time in their homes, maybe visit them at school. They will play games with them, talk to them, and then advocate for special services on behalf of these children in court. Maybe the child needs special tutoring. Maybe his grades have fallen behind because of this abuse situation. Or maybe he needs counseling. Depending on what that child needs specifically, we advocate for those services. And then we advocate for timely and safe placement. So we're looking for quick resolutions to where these children are going to live.
And how do you achieve that?
We work very closely with social services and other community partners, and we look at the settings they're in now, and hopefully we can always reunify these kids with their parents, because the parents, unfortunately, have hit a roadblock, but they can overcome these issues. So when that happens, we can work with the family to reunify. Other times, adoption is the best option. So we look very closely at the home and the settings in which the children are residing currently.
And you mentioned that there is a need for a long-term rehabilitation program closer to our region, in our region, for folks to get help at.
Absolutely, and that's a personal goal of mine, is I would love to see that come to fruition. Locally, the closest places that you can go for long-term rehabilitations are Paducah or Bowling Green or maybe Hopkinsville or Nashville. So when these parents have to go to these long-term rehabilitations, either court-ordered or because they reach out and realize they have a problem themselves, they're separated from their families. And so how are we supposed to put these families back together when the distance is so great and the children are languishing in foster care waiting for a resolution and they're not getting to see their parents maybe once a month, once every 2 weeks? You know, but if we could get somebody closer, then these children and these families can work together to get better and overcome these roadblocks.
Do you work personally with kids?
We do. We receive a grant through our office where all of our paid staff, which is just two of us, work directly with the children, and we do the exact same thing volunteers do because we feel it's very important to be in the trenches, per se, with our volunteers and understanding exactly what's happening in our community.
What kinds of attitudes do kids have when they find themselves in the midst of this?
Some children are the children that you would typically think of, very troubled. They're hurting on the inside. They may lash out in school. They may have bad behavior, bad grades, and that's one end of the spectrum. And then you have the children who are so resilient that you wouldn't have a clue that they are going through anything traumatic. So it runs the gamut, and our volunteers are prepared to work with kids on all across the spectrum.
How do you train volunteers?
It's a 30-hour training process, and if you're interested, you can call our office at 761-0164 and request an application. We do the application process because what we deal with is very serious, and the subjects that we bring up are sometimes painful for people to recognize in their own lives. So we have an application process, and then it's 30 hours of training in our office. We do it towards the volunteer schedule whenever they're available. And it covers the whole gamut from cultural diversity to how to talk to a child, how to talk to a parent, how to be sensitive to these issues because, you know, these families, they didn't ask for this to happen. Something just happened along the way to take them off course. So we train in how to deal with this in a very respectful manner.
Now, this week, you're fundraising.
Mm-hmm. We are. We have the Taste by the Lakes coming up this week on Thursday evening. It will be at the Robert O. Miller Conference Center. And this is our annual Friends of CASA banquet. We do this every year. And this year we decided to do it a little bit differently. Instead of having just a catered meal by one caterer, we're having a whole group of restaurants each cater one dish. So we have food from Uniquely Yours, Boulder's Smokehouse Deli and Catering, Hutchins Barbecue, Magic Valley Barbecue, Holmes Restaurant, Rudy's Restaurant, Martha's, Sirloin Stockade, Cracker Barrel, Parcel, Sweet Temptations, and Fidalgo Bay. So it's going to be a wonderful dinner.
A feast.
It will be a feast.
Are reservations still available?
They are. We do have some tickets available. They're $25, and you can get those by calling our office at 761-0164.
Lots of other things going on at that feast, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. We have entertainment by the wonderful Lainey Alba Mitchell and Brent Webster. We're going to have a little bit of a volunteer recognition ceremony, and we have lots of items available for auction.
What is the goal of the fundraising?
The goal of the fundraising is to raise funds so we can continue to do what we do in our community. Currently, we receive no city, state, or federal funding except in the way of grants. So with the sequestration going on right now, those are subject to go away at any time. So we fundraise. It takes a little over $400 a year per child to fund our program because that's training materials. That's time spent one-on-one training our volunteers. And it's very important because if we go away, you know, that cripples the child protective services in the community. It's taking somebody who's a viable part of these children's lives away from them. And so we need to continue on with our services, and this fundraising is going to help do that.
Well, let's go back to taking it away. What do children do in communities without a CASA organization?
Without a CASA, children are more likely to slip through the cracks. Children with CASAs have better grades. They stay in school longer. They're less likely to spend time in foster care. And they're less likely to re-enter foster care because these families have these extra services recommended and are pulling together and have just one extra person who's being a cheerleader for that family. And so it's less likely to the abuse is less likely to reoccur if a CASA is involved.
So where do I get tickets?
You can call the office at 761-0164, and you can also email them or email a request to casapr@murray-ky.net.
And your office is in the Week Center?
No, we are at 1003 Poplar Street. We're on the hospital's campus right next to Angels Community Clinic.
Excellent. Lindsay Harlan is director of CASA by the Lakes, and you should look into the annual banquet and also look into volunteering.
Absolutely. We are in a volunteer drive right now. In July, we will be having a training, so if you're interested, please contact us very soon, and we'll get you that application.
Excellent. Thank you, Lindsay.